It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Ever talk on the phone while driving? I do, sometimes. But a lot of people do.
I try to keep my conversations more mundane.
That's Christopher Nowakowski at UC Berkeley. He researches distracted driving, and he still does it. This week, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said he won't back the National Transportation Safety Board's recommendation that states ban the use of cell phones, even hands-free ones, while driving. LaHood says hands-free is not that big a problem. But Christopher Nowakowski says we really don't know how dangerous it is.
Various studies placed the relative risk anywhere between nothing, no increased risk, and about four times increased risk.
Modern technology has let more recent studies take place in real cars instead of on simulators.
And I think that's where a lot of the NTSB and other people have tended to go a little bit wrong, is they're looking at some very old studies which showed very large increases in risk. And the newer studies that are better, that are actually looking at how people drive in the real world, that are putting cameras and monitoring systems in the vehicles to watch how people drive, those are coming out with vastly lower relative risks.
Environment plays a huge role in the risk level as well.
Well, if you're driving on a rural freeway with light traffic, there's not many things that you need to take in and react to. But if you're driving in a downtown urban environment where there's traffic lights and pedestrians and bicycles, for example, you need to be able to take in all this information and process it and decide what's a hazard, what's a risk to you. And in those situations, it's probably better not to be on the phone.
Researchers are trying to figure out how you can have it both ways, connected to the world but not crashing into things. John Lee is an engineering professor at the University of Wisconsin, and he says we need to make cars smarter.
Future vehicles will be able to detect when the driver's distracted and when there are cars that are dangerously close. And hopefully that combination can be used for the car to intervene, alert, warn the driver, and hopefully get the driver to pay attention to the road when it's absolutely critical.
How can a car tell when a driver's distracted?
Really interesting. There's a variety of sensors that are becoming actually feasible to put into the car. Some sensors can track the driver's eyes, for example, and know when the driver's looking away from the road. Other sensors can do fairly simple things like track the position of the steering wheel and through the pattern of steering movements know when the driver is attentive or even drowsy.
Lee says until those cars arrive, you could always just put the phone in the trunk. Beep, 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 yeah. Research company Experian Hitwise released a list of the most searched terms of 2011. Number one, Facebook. That's right, people using a search engine to find Facebook. All of a sudden, I feel like Jerry Maguire.
I am out here for you.
I want to help.
Help me help you.
See, you can just type Facebook.com in the address field on your browser. It'll take you right there. In fact, four of the top 10 most searched items have to do with people trying to reach Facebook. Number three, Facebook login. Number five, Facebook.com. Number eight, www.facebook.com.
Help me help you.
That's right. People, just type it in the address field.
Help me help you.
There's even a thing called bookmarks, which, you know what, we'll just get to that another time.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. You complete me. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.